You could probably see from where you're sitting, but the area down in front of the tomb there is very rough. Now, we've left it that way. The archaeologists believe that that's how it looked at the time of Jesus, so we've left it rough like that. You'll find channels cut in it. And they tell us that these channels are original. They were made back in biblical times, because when it rains, the water can't penetrate the rock down there, and it would build up, it would flood. And so the water runs off in the channels down there, and it runs naturally into another cistern in the corner, and we use the water there. This ridge of rock is solid rock from top to bottom. Every inch of the tomb had to be cut, and that's the description of the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Now, if you look to the right of the tomb, you see a big jagged crack down low in the rock face. See it down there? The archaeologists have told us it would have taken an earthquake to have the power to crack this rock ridge like that. Now, we know the day the woman went to the tomb, there was an earthquake, but we can't possibly date this earthquake. We don't know when it happened, but it caused damage to the tomb. And that's why these stone blocks there were put in. More than 100 years ago, these blocks were put in to repair the damage. The original entrance to the tomb came only to about this height. To about this height here. If you count 1, 2, 3 layers of these stone blocks that were put in, up to the third from the bottom across there, that was the original height of the tomb. Now, do you see how outside the tomb there's a sort of curve at one side and also at the other?
Yes.
The archaeologists tell us there was a roof that followed that line up and over. We believe the early Christians knew this was a special tomb. They met underneath that roof structure and worshipped there, and they've left plenty of clues for us. On the wall down there, I'll point out when we go down there, they've engraved a cross. It's in the shape of a ship's anchor. Now, the early believers, the disciples, were fishermen. They knew the importance of an anchor. And we have that verse that says, Jesus, the anchor for our soul. This was an early Christian symbol. We believe that they marked the tomb with this symbol, and they used to meet here in front of the tomb. We believe that stopped when the persecutions came. Inside the tomb, you'll find in the burial chamber another cross that's original from the Byzantine period, and it has the letters IC, Jesus Christus, Alpha Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Who else but the Lord Jesus? So somebody back then marked the burial chamber with that cross. Now let me tell you 3 other things we know about the tomb of Jesus from the Bible. Mark 16 verse 2 says the women were the first to come to the tomb. It says on the way they were discussing with each other who will roll the stone away for us. We know the tomb of Jesus was sealed with a rolling stone at the entrance. Now in front of the tomb, it looks like a small wall there, runs the length of it. When you get closer, you see it's actually a stone channel that's been cut that runs in front of the entrance. The channel is about this wide. It's about this deep. That channel held the stone. The rolling stone would be in that channel, and then they would manhandle it in front of the entrance to the tomb. Now, unfortunately, when the tomb was found, the stone was not there in the channel. We've been very tempted to put a stone in there, but this is how we found it, so this is how we have left it. The archaeologists say the stone for this tomb, based on the width of the channel and the height of the doorway, would have weighed 6 or 7 tons, so the women would not have been able to move it. But the Gospels tell us, to their surprise, the stone was rolled away. And it says this, Mary Magdalene walked to the tomb. She stooped down to look in and could see the body of Jesus wasn't there. That tells us 2 things. The tomb must have had a relatively low doorway because she had to stoop to look in, and it tells us the burial place of Jesus was visible from outside. You could see straight to it from outside the doorway. You didn't have to go into the tomb. Now this happens again, because what did Mary do? She went to tell Peter and John. They set off running. John gets there first. He stooped down to look in, could see only the grave clothes lying there. Only at that point did these men go into the tomb. Now this plan of the tomb will help you to see that. There's two of these plans. We'll leave them down there outside the tomb. You can have a close look. But you'll find when you go through the doorway that inside there are two rooms side by side when you go into the tomb. Two rooms side by side. The rooms are separated, but the wall is very low. It's only about 18 inches high. You can easily move from one room into the other. Now in the first room here, this is where the family would have gathered around the body and they would have mourned in the first room. And this room is called the weeping chamber. A rich man would have had a weeping chamber in his tomb. The body is then moved from the weeping chamber into the other room, the burial chamber. And this is the burial place. It's at the rear right hand area of the tomb. After the body is moved out of the weeping chamber, we move it over into the burial chamber, and this is the burial place here. Now you'll recognize the burial place. At one end, for the head, there's a stone pillow. At the other end opposite, there's this area is cut out for the feet. The body would have lain here. At one end, a stone pillow for the head. At the other, this area cut for the feet. So the body would lie. At one end of the burial place, there's a sloping stone pillow being cut where they would have laid the head down. At the other end, this area is cut out for the feet. You can see the body would have lain here. Now, would you notice, standing outside the tomb, just like Mary or Peter or John, you can see straight to the burial place.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to go into the tomb to see that the tomb is empty. Now, I've tried to use just Bible verses all the way through to show that this place is consistent with what we read about in the Gospels, and it is. Now, you know how down at the Western Wall, people write prayers and pieces of paper and they squish them up and prod them into crevices? Well, we find that people, at the end of the day, often we go and we see prayers lying in the burial chamber or poked into crevices in the wall. Now, we appreciate that these are people's prayers, but we remove them because it's not a fast-track mailbox to heaven. We don't believe the Lord needs us to come to Israel to hear our prayer. And he even hears us back in Scotland, I can assure you. So the rest of the world should be okay. Oftentimes people leave flowers in the tomb, and often they're beautiful flowers. But likewise, and we understand why they may do it, but we still would take them out because we don't want the tomb to become a shrine, or we don't remember the dead here, but the living. It's a place to celebrate life, to remember the one who rose. We try to keep the Lord Jesus at the center of things here. So I'll invite you now to come down, have a look into the tomb. See the rest of the group just beating you to it. You'll find